Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland School District has 3 years to complete its capital referendum projects. With the help of PMA Financial, the district is investing bond proceeds at the same time that the referendum window is open and projects are being planned, completed, and paid for. Initially, $15 million was invested from the first sale of bonds into different investment categories, including government investment pools, treasuries, and CDs. As some of the short-term investments mature, they are returned into an investment pool. The district uses those liquid monies to pay referendum bills that are due. As of January 22nd, the Richland School District has paid $1.5 million in referendum expenses. Charlie Verbos, Director of Finance from PMA, gave an update to the Richland School District Board of Education at its meeting last night on the interest rates associated with the investments. Each month, the board is updated on various referendum projects. On April 2nd, residents of the Richland School District voted on 5 district-specific questions. 3 of those questions centered around board member seats, while the other 2 were regarding referendum questions. Referendum question 1 asked voters if they would support increasing the revenue limit by $2.3 million in 2024-25, $2.4 million in 2025-26, $2.5 million in 2026-27, and $2.6 million in 2027-28, with no increase to the tax rate. Question 2 asked voters if they would support the issuance of bonds, a form of a loan in an amount not exceeding $27,160,000, to be used for district upgrades on a variety of specific items. For more information regarding the referendum projects, including budgets and vendor inquiries, you can access a special website dedicated to the referendum projects. This page can be accessed directly from the Richland School District website or by going directly to richland.referendumfacts.org. The pupil count enrollment, the number of students actually enrolled at the Richland School District, is predicted to decrease slightly next year based on averages from the UW-Madison population study and the Baird financial model. The reported decline is from 1,142 students this year to 1,126 next year. Administrator Steve Board says this is strictly a projection, not an actual count. The district is optimistic that the projected number will be higher as a result of the minimal change in the number of students. The district is planning to be staff neutral for 2025-26 school year. This may include changes and adjustments, but the district is planning for the same number of full-time equivalent positions for the 2025-26 school year. The Richland School District Foundation is a nonprofit 501c3 organization that supports the Richland School District. One of the primary functions of the foundation is to provide a tax-friendly opportunity for donations to be funneled mostly in the way of scholarships. The foundation houses several dozen scholarships. Some of these are passed through funds where the donor writes a check to the foundation, which then passes it through to the recipient. Other scholarships are funded less frequently but kept in a quasi-escrow fund used for a specific purpose. The foundation has over $1 million in funds and was recently audited by the IRS. While this process went smoothly and mostly uneventfully, one of the findings was that the foundation needs to report its taxes annually to the Richland School Board. The 2023 audited tax statements filed with the IRS have been made available. The board approved the acceptance of funds from the Alliance for Wisconsin Youth, Wisconsin Wins Program, and the State Opioid Response. The funding sources have been identified to support the Partners for Prevention Coalition's efforts in preventing youth substance use and enhancing community engagement, of which the Richland School District is the fiscal agent for the coalition. And a number of gifts were also accepted by the board for the Richland School District. A community forum is again being offered to provide Richland County residents with updates and an opportunity to ask questions. The forum, scheduled for this Wednesday, will be held at 6 o'clock at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall. David Turk is the chair of the Richland County Board of Supervisors.
We had a community meeting last year when we first started getting our assessment results back on the campus buildings. Mm-hmm. And Simons was not part of that. It was just the other buildings at the campus they were doing an assessment on. And it was very eye-opening, and in large part the news was not good. We have gotten more in-depth information since then. We'll share some of that at the forum coming up to let people know what the status is and what we know for sure. First and foremost, we know we got to replace a bridge, because right now it's not safe to get heavy equipment across the existing bridges to even contemplate doing anything with the buildings. So that's a project that will get underway this spring, and we'll talk a little more about that. But yeah, just share information with folks where we stand. A lot of people are asking what's going to happen next. Well, we're still figuring out where we stand in a lot of ways. In addition to the condition of the buildings out there, there are other conversations about what the county's space needs are. Our courthouse is historic, but dated. Doesn't necessarily meet the needs of a modern courtroom in many ways. Our jail has longstanding issues and has had for a while now, and it's getting closer to the time where state inspectors may tell us, all right, you need to do something. So these are just some of the other factors that we're considering in looking at, okay, the county has space needs, so where do we have space? That's not to say, oh, we're going to put a jail on the campus park. No, that's not what we're saying, but we need to be thinking in those terms as we look at all the other things we're dealing with.
A time for questions and answers on topics such as the campus reconfiguration, the campus gymnasium, and Simons will be provided.
I'm looking forward to the question and answer part. People will ask questions, and at our last time we did this and got together, people had lots of questions. We'll give the best answers we're able to. Sometimes the answer is we don't know yet. And when ideas come up, there's a lot of great ideas that are talked about. You know, boy, it'd be great to make some of those happen. I'm not sure how we go about making that happen, but we'll have some conversations. We'll talk to the city, talk to the schools, whoever we want to talk to about some of the ideas that come up and potential future directions for things. Be there to talk at this community forum, but we're there to listen too. And that's just as important. Yes, we want to have transparency. Yes, we want to share information, but we also want to hear from people, whether it's questions, comments, thoughts, ideas. You know, we may not be able to make them happen instantly, but I love to hear some of those ideas and think, okay, well, how could we do that?
The Community Forum is a collaboration effort between Richland County, the City of Richland Center, the Richland School District, and Simons Recreation Complex.
Well, we'll see where people want to go. We're certainly going to focus on campus property. I'm very proud of what's going on at Simons with Mike and Kyle and the whole staff out there making some visible improvements that people are noting. You hear the buzz in the community, people talking about it. The contributions of the foundation have been very significant in that. And while that may not represent a huge slice of our county budget, it's a very visible picture of the county, the city cooperating together. You know, there's interest in what can involvement of the school district be. We can talk about that. We are working on an MOU, a memorandum of understanding with the school district for them to be able to use the campus gymnasium for some activities. Haven't got that finalized yet, but we're working on it. So, you know, that's all part of recognizing that, yes, there is cooperation taking place among units of government, trying to get things to happen for the benefit of our whole community.
Everyone is encouraged to attend the community forum Wednesday night beginning at 6 at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall. Ron Fruit will moderate the community forum, which will be recorded and made available on Nova Video's YouTube channel. The Community Players Trivia Night was a success. 18 teams competed to see who knew the most in 12 categories, such as Wisconsin counties, U.S. presidents, music, movies, and TV and slogans. The winning team, with a score of 73 correct answers out of 108 questions, was the Mastodons, fielded by Mastodon Records. In second place, with a score of 72, was the Super Awesome Rad Guys, and in third place, with a score of 71, was the Bronx Bombers. People also donated many items for the silent auction. Perhaps the most popular was a chance to be a guest DJ on Those Were the Days show with Phil Nee of WRCO Radio. Hadi Unbihan was the highest bidder, and she then gave the prize to her father, Dave. Next on the list for the community players will be the spring show, Escanaba in the Moonlight, set to open on March 14th, 15th, and 16th at the City Auditorium. For more information or to help backstage, contact Andrew Sharp at 608-538-3848.